The Federal State Inspection Service of the USDA in Georgia says they are initiating a proposal and seeking interested parties with the ability to design and fabricate new grading equipment. The goal, they said, is to improve and enhance the current grading equipment and procedures that have been used for the past 70 years while continuing to achieve the same end result. Officials said they believe there's a more efficient and a more economical method of how farmer stock peanuts are graded by USDA. The committee has 10 individuals been appointed to the committee. John Harrell of Georgia will serve as chairman. The committee will represent all aspects of the peanut industry and will oversee and administer the project. The committee says that they're accepting applications from engineering and production companies that make grading equipment and procedures. They're hoping to get some prospects by May the 1st, but they're looking for new and more efficient ways to grade peanuts. On the export market news this week, German officials reported this week that they found 257 kilograms of pure cocaine in a shipment of peanuts from Argentina. They were found in Hamburg by the customs office coming into Germany, said they had a street value of $17.9 million. The drugs were packed into nine bags just behind the doors of a container full of peanuts that arrived at the German port but headed to Rotterdam. They removed the bags and sent the peanuts home without the cocaine. Announced on the peanut calendar this week was the USA Peanut Congress has been set for June the 13th through the 17th at the Omni Grove Park Inn Hotel in Asheville, North Carolina. Another date announced was the Stripton Irrigation Research Park Field Day. That's in Camilla, Georgia, will be held July the 8th. And the Sunbelt Ag Expo is set now for July the 9th. This is the field day held each year at the Spence Field in Moultrie, Georgia. That's July the 9th. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.